The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. The tech-savvy nation of Singapore will soon become the first country to use facial verification in its national ID system. Millions of people living in Singapore will be able to do a quick face scan to access government agencies, banking services, and other amenities by next year. However, privacy advocates warn the system could be intrusive and vulnerable to abuse. Other citizens are not as concerned with the new technology arriving soon. Shannon Wong, a student in Singapore, is one of them.
I think currently the government does use biometrics in many areas. For example, like at ICA, the borders. So I think they already have the data, and so far there has been no breach or whatsoever, so I'm fine with it.
While facial recognition has already been adopted by companies such as Apple and Google for unlocking phones and replacing typing in passwords, nothing is as ambitious as Singapore's plans for the technology. Tom Fisher, the senior research officer at Privacy International, explains the precautions the nation is taking.
We have to be very cautious about whether consent is genuinely, informed and freely given in these kind of contexts. Speak with the power imbalance between yourself and the government.
The facial verification technology has not fully rolled out, but it's being trialed at some government offices. China's app developers are having to be agile in a world where key markets have turned hostile to their country's tech. While the massively popular app TikTok is facing backlash over the accusation of being a security risk and even being banned in some countries, Chinese developers have been forced to find friendlier markets in the world. A file-sharing app, ShareIt, alongside TikTok and 200 other Chinese apps, have been blacklisted in India but are finding success in new markets in South Africa. The app has already grossed 20 million active users in the country and is now targeting Indonesia, which has the world's fourth largest population. A fast fashion online retailer, Shine, has collaborated with several American influencers and celebrities, such as Rita Ora and Katy Perry, to endorse the app and soar up in App Store rankings. In addition to celebrity endorsements, the store has also advertised a Perry-curated range of affordable shirts, dresses, and accessories. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from The Voice of America.